A bill currently making its way through the Florida legislature has pit the court system against the 67 clerks of court. House Bill 1121 and its Senate companion bill calls for a complete transfer of responsibilities from the clerks to the chief judges and court administrators within 4 years. Legislators and judges say the bill would save the state millions of dollars and bring much-needed budget accountability to the clerk's office. But the clerks see the bill as a money and power grab by an underfunded court system. HB 1121 is sponsored by Fort Lauderdale Republican Representative Ellen Bogdanoff.
You have 20 different circuits. You have 67 different computer systems. I think if anybody stood back and would look at this logically, it's just an inefficient system. We need to have one statewide court system, which is also hopefully going to be a part of this bill, where everybody's on the same page. And but more importantly, there's no oversight over their budget. It is a revenue-based budget. The clerks basically get to keep everything that they have. And what they send back to the state certainly could be a lot more.
This fiscal year, the clerks will collect close to $1 billion in fines and filing fees. About $600 million will be kept by the clerks to fund their budgets. Under HB 1121, the revenue collected by the clerks would be placed in a judicial trust fund and then used to fund the courts, which now rely on funding from the state legislature. Judges throughout the state are lobbying hard for the bill, saying they are grossly underfunded. They also say that clerks should have to go through the same budget scrutiny that every other government body goes through. Mike Breidenbach is the court administrator for the 13th Judicial Circuit in Tampa. He says the problem is that there are two separate and unequal processes when it comes to how the two groups are being treated.
For the court, we are required to present our budget request to the legislature, and then the legislature gets to look in detail at our request, question us about the rationality of what we're asking for, and ultimately the legislature decides what the court's budget is. For the clerks, each of one of the individual clerks under the systems makes those determinations. There is no oversight by the legislature. And as a result, there's been, you know, some unequal application of this sharing of pain during this bad economic times.
Representative Bogdanoff says for years the legislature has given the clerks tremendous flexibility and freedom to spend their money as they see fit, but says it's completely unacceptable that some clerks are handing out huge bonuses at the same time that state attorneys are asking their employees to sacrifice.
As a matter of fact, one clerk has given out $800,000 in bonuses last year at the same time that the state attorney was asking people to take off 9 days without pay so he could balance his budget. So when you look at that discrepancy, I'm not saying they did anything wrong, but at the end of the day, it is the legislative prerogative to appropriate. It's a matter of fact, it's the only thing doing the budget, which we are constitutionally required to do. And we abdicated that responsibility for political reasons. The money has been, to some degree, what I would say, not spent the best way for the benefit of the citizens of this state. And it is time that we took it back and we scrub and we look at every cent, and there's absolutely no reason to carve out the clerks in that formula.
Pat Frank is clerk of the circuit court and comptroller for Hillsborough County. She says she understands the frustration of the courts having to beg the legislature for money, but she strongly disagrees with the charge that there is no budget oversight of their offices.
We have outside auditors that we're required to use, and once a year those auditors come in and thoroughly examine our books. We are under the Auditor General of the state of Florida, and then also we have to submit our budget to the clerk's financial organization, which the legislature set up. They look at our books, and then the chief financial officer, Alex Sink, looks at our books and gives us an okay to go ahead if they're all right. So there are many, many steps. I think the representative is ill-informed.
Bob Germain is clerk of courts for Highlands County.
You know, they say we have nobody has control over us. You know, our budgets go through the CCOC. You know, right now I'm looking at cutting about 15% out of my budget because my revenue's down around 15%. And I would think it, if you could talk with them one-on-one, majority of the judges don't want to take over the clerks. They know the clerks are doing a good job. They just need some additional funding. And I really believe that's what it's all about, is the funding.
The clerks say the other major issue with HB 1121 is that it threatens the checks and balances their office provides on the court system under the Constitution. They say that having a clerk that is independently elected and answerable to the public maintain and protect official court records eliminates any possibility of wrongful recording of what occurs in the courtroom or with a case. Highlands County Clerk of Courts Bob Germain agrees and says it's all about accountability.
You know, I work for the citizens. If I don't do a good job and if I don't take care of the citizens of Highlands County, I'm not going to have a job. What I see out of this bill is it takes any control away from the citizens, where if the court takes over, the court administrator would be administrating these duties. And he speaks and he answers direct to the judges. The citizens don't vote for him.
Representative Bogdanoff said it's offensive to even suggest that judges would misuse their office and said the clerks are overstating their importance.
It kind of offends me to the core that anybody would assume that a judge who is supposed to be impartial by the very nature of what he's put into office for, and by the way, judges are elected, let's not forget that, that there would be any sense that they would do something that would be inappropriate. I mean, but assume that the clerks are there to somehow step on the courts. That's not their function. That's not their constitutional function. And they have overstated why they're there. They are there as an administrative arm to assist the court system with a smooth running and function.
Hillsborough County Clerk Pat Frank says her office has a good working relationship with the judges, but says she can foresee situations where if the clerk is under the judge's jurisdiction, there could be an intimidation on the part of clerks to do what the judges want.
The independence allows us to stand up and say, no, sir, that's not what the procedure is. We are a ministerial office. We follow the letter of the law, and we're not shy about saying that. Here in our county, I had the same dispute with Buddy Johnson in the supervisor's office, and he withdrew his financial records from my office, and now look what's happened. It's somewhat of a reflection of the importance of having an independent individual checking on what's going on.